The actual electricity used that only came to Mount Pleasant. It didn't go to Springton or anywhere. It stopped at the end of the town, at the about where the Church of England is. That was the end of the line. And then, of course, when Rosebank had a line put out there, because Sir Stanley Murray was the chairman of the electricity company, so somehow a line went from Mount Pleasant to Rosebank. That was the end of it, you know. Of course, the line to our old place eventually, well, after the aeroplane cut it, they then put a line down from the Rosebank line down to home, because the hospital would put on their, well, I suppose their electricity things, probably their stoves and things, and we didn't get any light at home. We just have a little glow.
Strike a match.
Yeah, like straight away Mum would say, well, the hospital's put on something or other, because that's the end of our power. You just have a little glow at the glow. We were only 110 volts then. And then afterwards they put in a 240 volt line.
What year was that, Jeff?
Was it after the
late
war?
Late 40s.
Yeah, it was after the war, because I don't think when we first came here there was electricity. I do remember it coming, so it was quite late.
It was all 110, and actually I remember meters had a little sign put on them. This is now 240 volt. But another thing, going back to school, I was supposed to start in 1938, grade one, and it was the first year that infantile paralysis, as it was called, which later became polio, broke out in the world. At least one death here, Mount Pleasant. And all grade ones were sent home from school for 12 months, which I thought was marvellous. So then we started again, like the next year, and there were quite a few families had, it was the Hickses down here, both Mary and Claire Hicks. So I could have two sisters or two brothers or something in the same classes. And even when I went through Bird High School, you could pick the kids. So there was John and Bill Banks and things that, you know, because we'd all missed one year and started again. We had one lass, Pam Rodder, which is daughter of, she died, and looking back, I think that was about the first polio, because she was at school. She was in the same class as I, grade five, and she was at school on Friday, and she was dead. She died on the Monday.
Gosh.
You know, she was so quick and things. And the big thing was we didn't have any ambulance or anything in those days, and they tried to get her down to the Adelaide Hospital in the iron lung business, but couldn't do it, couldn't make it. I think there were six boys, and she was the only girl in our class, and it sort of knocked the stuffing out of us for a while. But,